Israel consulted Trump White House before renewing attacks on Hamas. By Joel B. Polak on March 18, 2025. Israel consulted with President Donald Trump's administration before renewing its attack on Hamas in Gaza. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt told Fox News on Monday night. As Breitbart News reported, Israel returned to war after Hamas rejected efforts to reach a second ceasefire deal that would have seen all of the roughly 60 hostages, 24 of whom are thought to be alive, released. Hamas offered only the release of 5 Americans, one alive. Levitt told Hannity on Fox News that Israel had consulted with the administration, which had given it the go-ahead to strike. White House at Press, Sec. The Trump administration and the White House were consulted by the Israelis on their attacks in Gaza tonight. And as President Trump has made it clear, he is not afraid to stand up for the United States of America and our friend and our ally, Israel. pic.twitter.com/2RayEasyRGTD. Arsen Ostrovsky, at Ostrov_A, March 18, 2025. During the presidential transition, Trump had warned Hamas that the gates of hell would be opened if it did not release all of the hostages. He kept that threat at bay during the 42-day ceasefire that saw 33 hostages released, including 3 Americans, but after Hamas delayed the release of several hostages and released others in a badly emaciated state, Trump said that Israel had full permission to do whatever it wanted unless all hostages were freed. Israel hesitated to use military force, given the precarious state of the remaining hostages, but finally acted Monday after it became clear that Hamas had rejected U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff's proposals for a renewed ceasefire. Israel had also cut off all aid to the Gaza Strip for several days in an attempt to deny Hamas the ability to resupply. Both that, and the attack that followed, are fully in line with international law, which forbids the taking of hostages. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer said Tuesday that Israel had not given up on the release of the remaining hostages. "Our war aims remain the same, to get every single one of our hostages home," he said. Asked about criticism of Israel's decision to withhold aid, Mentzer said, "We are at war with Hamas, and not the people of Gaza." He noted that Hamas stole aid and intended to continue to do so, to regroup and attack us. "That is not humanitarian," Mentzer added. "It is suicidal, and we will not allow it." Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.